to the Upcycle Canada podcast. I'm Jennifer, and together with my husband Dave, we started with an idea, worked on it as a side hustle, and grew it into our first eco-friendly store. At Upcycle Canada, we repurpose, refinish, and reuse discarded items, giving them new life. Sit in on the conversation as we continue to grow from a small side hustle into something much more. Special guests will drop by and share their journey with you as well. This is the most eco-friendly small business podcast in your favorites. This is Upcycle Canada, where yesterday's items are reborn. Let's do this.
Well, well, well. Hi, it's Dave from Upcycle Canada. How are you? I hope you're doing well. I wanted to jump on and give you some updates. It's been a little bit, right? I know. I hear you. I see you. We're doing good. We just wanted to give you some updates on all things Upcycle Canada and a few things to bring you up to speed on that you might not be aware of. So to our Upcycle Canada friends out there in podcast land, we wanted to say hi. Jen's over at the market today, hopefully selling a lot of great upcycled products and doing the thing. And I'm here to throw this episode up to share with you a little bit about what's going on. And one of the big things happening... Jennifer and I are now grandparents. Yeah. That's right. Jennifer and I are way too young to be saying this out loud. But yes, we are now grandparents. And baby Delilah was born in August of this year. And we're so excited to be grandparents, which is fun. We're excited about that. So that's a new chapter, right? We're kind of growing the family as it is. And it's very different to think of ourselves as full-on grown-ups now and be told that, yes, you are a grandfather, you are a grandmother. Oh, boy. So Jen's been crocheting like a champ, creating all kinds of great stuff for baby Delilah, and we are so excited and happy about that. So that's one little piece of news. Are you excited? I'm excited. So thanks for that. And we've heard some messages back from followers here on Upcycle Canada that you guys are reaching out and saying congrats, and we appreciate that. So we're going to get baby Delilah upcycling as soon as possible. So that's one piece of news. One other thing, Jen went in just recently for some surgery. Day surgery. She's doing great, but she's going to be off for a while from her day job, and she is already bored. So there you go. She read a book and then went to take a nap because she was tired from reading a book. How's that? That sounds like a good day to me. And it's great to be together with Jen. I took some time off of my night job to be with Jen as well. And yeah, so that's kind of fun. We're getting some time together with an empty nest and now all of that, but we get some time together as Jen recovers and gets back on her feet and back to what she does best, which is taking care of me because I'm a full-time job for sure, right there. Store-wise, again, you guys know we closed the store at the end of 2022. Christmas Eve was our last day at our store. It is now a vape shop, which is weird. But anyways, the store, we had to take the store all apart in January. We had 1 month to strip it all down, replace every single hole in the wall. Otherwise it was $75 per hole. So yeah, that's expensive. So we spent a month in January while both working full time, to put the store back to boring. And we took all the wood off, disassembled everything, and got out of there and handed the keys over right on time. So it's weird to drive by and not see our sign up across the top of the store or out in the parking lot. It's really kind of weird to not have that part of our life there. I am enjoying having sleep during the day while I'm still working nights and not having to be at the store. So that part I do enjoy, but I do miss, obviously, being at the store, being with you when you came through the door and made that little bell ring. That was always fun for me, to have you come by the store and to just to do upcycling stuff, whether it's on social media, through the website, all of that. You can tell we've been quite quiet on our Upcycle Canada social feeds. Again, with a new granddaughter in the world, moving the store from our own building to being a once-a-week standalone spot at a flea market. We've been kind of bouncing back and forth and trying to navigate all of that. So that's kind of where we're at with that. As far as Upcycle Canada, what we're looking for, again, is still some more guests to have on this podcast. We have some interesting people lined up for the future. We're working through the recordings of them coming on the show. But if you know somebody who has a passion for upcycling and repurposing, or has a great new product or something that we can feature here on Upcycle Canada, we'd love to have them here on the show. So reach out, upcyclecanada.ca is a website, and let us know if you would be a great guest, or you know somebody who would be a great guest for our podcast. Let's get you on the show and let's introduce you to a wide variety of listeners around the world who, like you, care about the planet and want to do something to make this world a better place. Open invitation, drop by, and we'll get you on the show. Again, go to upcyclecanada.ca, and you can find all the information there as well. We had the joy of having our lovely and talented Paige join us for a recent vendor event in Grimsby. She was back in the saddle again, and so glad to have Paige back to help Jen run one of our festivals, events that we were at. Paige is amazing, and everyone loves Paige, as you know, you all know, from Paige's picks to being at the store and helping us for so many years, just being part of all things Upcycle. Paige is amazing. Her family is amazing, and that was one of, I think, the best things about having the store, beyond serving you as a customer, was bringing Paige into our world and seeing the impact that she had with the customers and seeing her grow as a person, being on our team. Really great to have Paige with us. And we think fondly of her all the time. And we miss having her in our weekly schedule and being able to interact with her every week. So if you are a Montreal Canadiens hockey fan, you'll know you're in great company with Paige. She will tell you everything about every player on the team and every stat. And she just loves her Montreal Canadiens. So there you go. So Paige, if you're listening, thank you. And to your family as well, thank you for lending us some Paige when we had our store open. It was awesome. So what we're thinking for the store, we're still working through inventory that we had in the store when we had our storefront for those 3 years through COVID. Again, wow, what a journey that was. So we're still working through inventory. We have our chalk paint. We have that still available. And we also have our recycled paint, our boomerang household paint. So if you're in Niagara and you're interested in getting some paint, we do have supplies still left over from our inventory, and we'd love to sell it to you because we don't need that much paint to paint our house, and we'd love to do that. We've also been doing some custom orders. Jen went to paint a wall at a church recently for a children's group inside the church building. She went and did some paintings on the wall. We've been doing some custom work for people. Jen did a restoration on a old sign that was basically not much to look at when we got it, but she redid it and gave it new life, which I love, and was able to give it back to the family. It's really cool to see how Jen kind of went through and brought this relic sign back to life. It's pretty cool. Jen painted a window. Jen painted a bunch of different stuff for people for custom orders. So we're still open to that. If you're interested in that and you have something that we can get our hands on and we can help you with, always willing to do that. We are scaling back the amount of stuff that we're making because right now we don't have quite as many shows that we go to. And with us being at the market every Sunday, that also limits how many shows we can go to. A lot of our vendor events in Niagara are on Saturdays or Sundays, so we've had to been very selective which ones we want to go to. So we're kind of working through all of that right now. So if you have a vendor event and you're looking for a great vendor to be at your show who will do an amazing job and interact with your attendees and bring their best to your show, we would love to be at your show. Again, upcyclecanada.ca. Let us know. We'll come to your show. We'd love to. And as far as everything else with Upcycle, we're just still working through the details about what the next steps are going to be for our business and how we're going to proceed. So we would love to hear from you and get your ideas on and maybe some opportunities that we're not thinking of. That might be a great way for us to do our future planning and to get our foot out there into the world again and take another shot at building our business and doing things to help you and also save the environment by repurposing and salvaging as many things as we can. That's our goal. We've always been committed to that from day one. We're actually looking at 2024 will be our 10-year anniversary for Upcycle Canada. I can't believe it. 10 years of this. Our family has changed and grown. We've changed and grown. Our employment situation has changed. Back in the beginning of Upcycle Canada, Jen and I, if you don't know, we were both working 3 part-time jobs each, 6 part-time jobs combined. There were days where Jen was working 3 part-time jobs in the very same day. She'd go from job A to job B to job C and then be home late at night. And that's all with young family at home. And I was looking for a 4th part-time job, which would have been 7 total, when we just realized that was crazy and we needed to come up with a different way. So we decided to create our own business, and hence Upcycle Canada was born. So that's how it all started, if you didn't know that. And we kind of worked our way out of having to work so many jobs by your support, by you helping us, by you giving us projects to work on, donating to us, and sharing your love for Upcycle Canada. It's been an amazing journey so far, and I'm sure there's many great days ahead, and we're looking forward to those. So Jen and I will be getting back on the mic to talk all things Upcycle Canada. We're also going to be on our Living My Side Hustle podcast. If you haven't heard that, head over there and check out Living My Side Hustle. And as an update on the podcasting side, if you're interested, I now currently host 7 different podcasts of my own. And what I'm working on as my new project, in addition to Upcycle Canada, is helping people start podcasts. So I have a show called the How to Podcast series, and I help people start their own show. And I'm working with people around the world, and now I'm starting to do audio editing, helping people start their podcast. I can help you navigate through all the tech stuff and how to record and how to get guests. And I'm helping people start their show, which is really fun for me. I'm really excited about that. Got some clients around the globe that I'm going to be doing some editing for. That's amazing to be able to help people with their podcast. And that's really exciting for me. I really, really like that. And it's something I'm pursuing. And that might be the main job for me as I exit from working nights, being on holidays with Jen this past week and having a normal sleep schedule. Is quite nice. So I'm thinking about exiting the night job and maybe using podcasting as my main gig and then continuing with Upcycle Canada again as a side hustle on the side. So it's kind of my plans. So if you're interested, you can always go to truemediasolutions.ca. That's my website for all of my podcasts, including this one. And if you're interested or know somebody, I'd love to get your help with this. If you know somebody who's thinking about starting a podcast, a small business, an author, a coach, whatever, a charity, I would love to help them start their podcast. Please share my name and let them know that Dave is there ready to help over at truemediasolutions.ca. So that's a little update for you. I know it's short, but I wanted something to pop up on your screen and you go, wait a minute, there's the Upcycle Canada podcast again. We're still here. We still love you. We still appreciate everyone for your support. We are still getting listens all over the globe, and that makes us so happy. And we'll get Jennifer's gorgeous voice back here on the podcast as well as we tag team and come back and share our stories with you and meet other great upcyclers and repurposers and those people who love to be eco-friendly every day. This is the Upcycle Canada podcast. Thank you for listening. Catch you soon. UpcycleCanada.ca. Don't forget. And we'll talk to you guys soon. Thanks for listening. Talk soon. Bye.
This has been the Upcycle Canada podcast. Thanks for listening today. We appreciate your feedback and would love to connect with you. Email your questions, comments, or suggestions to UpcycleCanadaPodcast@gmail.com. To find out more about our business and access links to all our social media sites, podcast notes, and more, please visit UpcycleCanada.ca. A review of this episode on the podcast app of your choice is always appreciated. Please help us build this community by sharing our podcast with your family and friends. Our thanks to Jacob Moon for the instrumental backing track used in this podcast. Please visit jacobmoon.com for more on this talented Canadian artist. Join us again for more great topics, ideas, and practical steps to help you in your daily life. Thank you for listening. Let's keep this conversation going.
Hey, this is Dave. You're like, what's this music? I thought the podcast was over. Well, it is. This is actually an ad. Oh, you're like an ad. But this is different. This is for another podcast called, ready? Dad Space. Dad Space is a podcast created for dads by dads. Head over to dadspace.ca for all the information. And we would love, if you know a dad, if you are a dad, if you've ever had a dad, if you know a new dad, a current dad, an empty nest dad, we have a podcast just for dads. And I'd love to share it with you and to share it with a special dad in your life. Dadspace.ca. Thank you for listening to the podcast you've already been listening to. But if you want a little bit more podcasting greatness, check out dadspace.ca, dadspace.ca, for all the goodness for your favorite dad. Aww. It's like a Father's Day present every day. We'll see you over at dadspace.ca. Thanks for listening to all of our podcasts, and we'll talk soon. This is Dave, and I'll meet you at dadspace.ca. Cheers. And now we dance.